KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. In recent weeks, we've been speaking with Curtis Campbell, who works for the Red River Authority. That's a state agency based in Wichita Falls that manages the Red River. We've been speaking about decades of efforts to control the high salinity levels in the river. Campbell says that in the 1960s, the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers was successful in building a dam around Esteline Springs. That's a salt spring in northwest Texas that was one of the main sources of high salinity levels in the river. However, Campbell says that environmental concerns slowed development of these salinity control projects. Specifically, many were concerned that striped bass, which like water to be a little salty, would be affected negatively by efforts to reduce salinity in the Red River.
However, studies by the Corps, which were completed by Texas A&M as well as the University of Oklahoma and others, have shown that the reduction of the chlorides is such a slow process it would not affect the striped bass industry on Texoma.
Campbell's talking about Lake Texoma, where striped bass fishing is a multi-million dollar industry. The book isn't entirely closed as far as environmental concerns surrounding salinity control efforts in the Red River. Striped bass aren't the only wildlife that depend on water being a little saltier than most freshwater areas. The entire ecosystem is affected. However, Campbell says that the major environmental questions were answered to the satisfaction of the government, thus giving the green light to the project. However, shortly after the environmental hurdle was jumped, funding problems became an issue.
The agreement between the states of Oklahoma and Texas with the Corps of Engineers was that the states of Texas and Oklahoma would clean up the man-made pollution from old oil field brines and stuff back in the 60s and 70s, as well as wastewater effluents, while the federal government would take care of the natural brines, which is taking care of these salt springs. So the states, of course, have worked diligently since the late 60s in trying to reduce and maintain man-made levels to a minimum. But funding for the federal portion of the project has been very tough.
Campbell says that around the mid-1980s, funding for the project no longer appeared in federal annual budgets. As a result, any money that the project did get had to come in the form of a congressional ad. That was a dubious prospect because anything that might get labeled an earmark is pretty difficult politically to defend. The funding did continue, but then around the middle of the last decade, Campbell says that funding for the project dried up entirely.
There's been no money whatsoever issued for this project. Of course, if you really look at the definition of an earmark, this project is fully authorized by Congress and has been for many, many years. Therefore, it should not be considered as an earmark, as it was authorized. It's not just something being added in by a congressman.
We'll continue the story next week. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.